Hello and welcome back to the sixth and final episode of this season's Campus Clipper podcast, your guide to surviving and thriving college life in New York City. Today, our graphic design intern, Dom, will be our host. He will be discussing with the other interns their process of writing their ebooks as he prepares to design their covers. Today, after our Campus Clipper interns introduce themselves shortly, we will discuss their experiences and share insightful stories on the topic.
Hi, I'm Anais, and I'm a junior.
Hello, I'm Erin, and I am a junior as well.
Hello, my name is Sebastian, and I'm a sophomore at FIT.
Hi, my name is Yadira, and I'm a junior as well.
My name is Jessica. I'm a senior at NYU.
Hey, guys. I'm Dominic, and I'm a graphic design intern at Campus Clipper, and I'll be here with the interns today talking about their experiences writing their ebook. So my first question is, could you guys explain the process of choosing your topic for your ebook and how you came across it?
So when I was trying to pick a topic, I was talking about it with Cassandra, and she mentioned food, like how that was one of the things we could like focus on. And I didn't realize like how big a part food was of my college experience or has been, but it really is. And just the central focus, being able to like connect with other people over food, particularly my friends, and like build relationships with my friends, and how it's happened throughout my college experience, and how like food is such a big part of, like I said, still my college experience now, even though I'm not in New York, but like thinking about all my favorite restaurants, thinking about like meals my friends have made for me, stuff like that.
My book is a little bit related to Anais. It's also about food, but it's also about relationships. And I sort of have a similar story because Cassandra called me and she was like listing off the topics we could write about. And I'm like, cooking is like something I love to do. So food would be one thing I'd love to write about. And then I also like relationships between friends, and that's really important to me. So I'm like cooking and relationships. And that's how I like got the idea for my ebook.
Well, my book is about mental health, which is something that I think about often. And I also, it's just something that comes up in conversation with my friends often. So I know a decent chunk about it. So it just kind of made sense for me to use as a topic.
For me, I always felt that listening was really important. And especially now during the year of 2020, so crucial. And it is a skill to have. And apart from that, it involves communication, and communication is key to building relationships with other people. And apart from that, it's also very prominent to share one's thoughts, feelings, and ideas to not only yourself or with your significant other, but also to the world.
I just thought that not only growing up, but also just coming to college, like there are just so many barriers surrounding like food that we start to forget that it's like a pretty key part of our survival, whether that be like we can't afford food, or how body image affects our relationship with food, or just along those lines. And then I just thought maybe like writing a deeper analysis on it would be particularly interesting.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. You guys have such a variety of topics. I'm excited to see how it comes together. So my next question is, you guys sort of answered this already, but why do you feel that your topic is important, and like what can readers take away from your book?
In my ebook, I'm actually kind of detailing my whole college experience up till now. So I do give some advice on like roommate issues, like getting out of your comfort zone, especially like living in New York and stuff like that. So there's that, but also just another main focus being like using time to take care for yourself, like take care of yourself, like being able to treat yourself. And one way I was able to treat myself is like through food, and like through like, you know, getting takeout like every Friday, things like that, small things. But just, yeah, I think that just it's important to be able to take time for yourself. And that's something I talk about.
I think in my ebook, each time I add usually like 2 to 3 bullet points of something I take away from like cooking with a friend. But I think those points are, there's a personal element like to, I think, the entries, but just sort of exploring like a relationship with a friend. But I think overall, just because like the way I'm trying to write it, it's like sort of advocating for like being present in relationships that you have with your friends, which I think is really important at college. And yeah, and just sharing time together. So I think like, I think I don't explicitly say that, but I think that that's what my ebook advocates overall.
For my ebook, well, I'm not trying to masquerade as a mental health professional. You know, I'm like a sophomore, so I know that there's people more qualified to talk about mental health, but really what I was trying to do is just educate people like of our age about things that I feel that topics that are less discussed about in the conversation of mental health.
In my ebook, I talk about how listening is key to all effective communication. And by that, I mean how it can use listening to not only listen to the speaker, but also how to listen to your mind and your own body and your own soul, and how that plays an important role in your own self-care as well. And I also talk about how it can help strengthen your relationships and how you can become a better listener for the other person and also for yourself. And I also give techniques on how to become a better listener and how you can distinguish hearing versus listening. So yeah, it was really exciting to talk about that in my ebook.
I just thought that like in many ways, we really just do take food for granted, like not only when like not only just the benefits, but also just like when, like a lot of the times when we are feeling like when depressed or just like in like a zone, we often just like forego food and not even give it a second thought. So I thought like, it's not advice because I'm not in a position to give that, but it's just like ways that I've managed to overcome some of the barriers that I've ran into when it came to food and just like resources you can use.
I like how relatable you guys' ebooks are, like Jessica said, even if it's, or Sebastian said, like how he's not a mental health professional, even if you guys aren't like super well versed on the topic, it's still good advice and like a firsthand account that readers could relate to. So I think that's really important. And so for my next question, have you guys learned anything new about yourself through this writing process?
I think I learned that I just like to eat a lot and that I like to spend money where I shouldn't on like splurging on food. But no, just like, I don't know. I was able to like think, like I said, like I was able to think about, you know, my college experience thus far. And it was nice to be able to like reminisce a little bit, remember like being with my friends on campus. But and just kind of learn from those times, from those memories, I guess. Like, I didn't have to be that afraid of that or stuff like that, so.
Personally, I think I've learned, every time I've cooked with someone, I feel like I've learned a little bit more about that person. And that's always really nice because you think, like, you know, like, your friend, and then, like, there's, like, this cool story that you learn because you're spending some more time together and, like, doing something you wouldn't normally do with them, maybe. So that's one thing. Other than that, I feel like another thing that has really fascinated me is just like watching people make decisions when they are cooking is really interesting, because there's some people that are like, I'm going to follow the recipe to like precision. And then there's other people who are like, we need to throw our own spin into it. And I don't know. I think it's just a really fun way to see people's personalities come out.
Well, perhaps this is less learning and more remembering, but this internship really reminded me how it feels to write about something or a topic that genuinely interests me. For a long period of time, whenever I would be writing something, it would be just for school, and it would be something I vaguely cared about, but not really. So it was refreshing to have something that a topic that I cared about and I wanted to write about, and it kind of reminded me how enjoyable writing could be.
I agree with Sebastian. I think that after writing this ebook, I feel really proud to be able to use what I wrote for not only, you know, further occasions, but for myself as well. But overall, I think that I learned that listening isn't only about just listening to like or hearing another voice. It's about understanding each other and how that can really make a better world for everyone. And my biggest takeaway was that listening is about so much more than just listening to a friend. It really does require effort to genuinely listen to the other person and not be judgmental, and to not always make things about yourself. So that's one of my biggest takeaways.
I learned that just food is not only just a huge part of how we show love, but also just like how who we are as people. And I think that's just like really important, and just something that it's kind of sad that there are just so many things just like distorting it or just blocking our relationships with food.
Yeah, well, for me, I just wanted to touch base here. When I was writing my ebook last summer, I wrote about my experience in relationships and how they weren't so great. And just so that girls out there can understand that like you're not alone. And I realized when I was writing it, that it was super therapeutic for me. And it just reminded me, kind of like Sebastian, how much I loved writing and just like getting out my emotions. And I really hope that all of you kind of had a similar journey in writing it. And I'm super excited for you all to get them published.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. I can really tell like this ebook has been a creative outlet, and like Hannah said, a therapeutic outlet for you guys. So for my last question in conclusion, what else would you guys like to tell us about your ebook or just the general process of creating it?
It's kind of a hard one for me. I think part of it is that I had a hard time choosing which stories to put in, because there's always so much goes on, like living on campus and living in New York, like so much. I've always felt like the days there feel so much longer and like fuller. There's a lot of experiences. There's a lot of moments that I could have talked about, but I feel like I gave the most important ones for what I was talking about. But yeah, just like there's always like more behind the scenes. There's always like maybe a bit of a struggle more than like I talked about, or like more, you know, money issues or whatever. Like it wasn't always fun and games, but at the same time, like, it was a good time.
As far as the construction of the ebook, I feel like just the present time has shaped it a little bit for me, because like I did an entry with a friend that wasn't here like at the moment over Zoom, which was interesting. I also think that just the whole process of cooking beforehand and like recording everything, it was really fun. It's been enjoyable, so.
Much like Aaron, I would say the topic of mental health is something that COVID-19 has really spiced up for the most part, considering the fact that, you know, we're all stuck here, more or less. It's pretty interesting to look into the different ways that mental health applies to, or taking care of your mental health really applies to COVID-19 life. I would say that was pretty interesting to talk about.
In terms of my ebook, I feel that I was able to utilize many of the learned skills and a lot of the research that I did throughout like our podcast. So that was really fun. And then also COVID-19 did really like shift our world like upside down. So also using what I learned with my close ones and, you know, really just trying to grow as a person and be the best that I can be, can really bring out the best during these, you know, tough moments. So yeah,
I guess it's just that like for every entry, it's just worth noting that a lot of these experiences came from my own carelessness and just sort of relationship with food.
Thanks, guys. That sounds great. I'm really looking forward to working with all of you to design your ebooks. And I do not have an ebook in the work, but I'm a graphic design intern at Campus Clipper. So I've been working with Cassandra to design all the coupons and ads that will be found in our coupon book. And in the future, I'm also going to be working with the other interns you heard today on their ebooks to design the covers and other illustrations in their books. So thanks everyone for listening, and I look forward to working with the other interns.
Well, thank you so much everyone for sharing, and I hope our listeners enjoyed learning a little bit of behind the scenes of you guys writing your ebooks. From all of us at Campus Clipper, thank you so much for tuning in every week. This was our last episode of the season. So thank you so much to our students for listening in, and I hope you have a great holiday break. Before we sign off for good this season, we just wanted to touch base and share some of our COVID experiences just to make sure that everyone knows you're not alone in this.
Well, like for instance, one of my roommates had like a COVID scare. Like one of her friends had a false positive Thursday. And I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty common experience right now in New York. I feel like everyone I know has had like contact with someone that got a positive, and then it's like, what do I do? And like, I think that there was like a wide variety of responses to that information. Like some people were really scared and some people were angry, and like it's just like a very emotional, like it affects people emotionally differently. But mostly what we just did is we like, you know, stayed inside, and if we had to go out, we just like wore our mask and washed our like hands with sanitizer and waited for the university to tell us what to do. But it was a false positive, I guess, and the university never reached out for that one. And but the girl that was like sort of exposed, though, she was put into quarantine for 2 weeks, and now she has to stay there. So even though it was a false positive, so oops. But yeah, it's not funny. I'm just laughing because I'm like, wait, no, I'm not laughing. I'm smiling. I'm like, no, it's not funny though.
Oh, I get it. It's a crazy time. It really is.
Yeah, for me, my dad actually got COVID in the summer. It was like a week after my birthday. And he was going to come over to our house, and he was like, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of sick. And I was like, then don't come over. And that was the right call to make, luckily. He lives with my grandparents, and it was also my grandpa's birthday that weekend. And I was like, I don't know, I feel kind of weird, because I lived with my mom and my grandma, my mom's mom. So I didn't want to expose them because they're both immunocompromised. So I was like, I don't know, I don't really want to go over if you're feeling sick. I don't want to take that risk. But the whole rest of my dad's family had gone over, and they all knew he felt sick. And he ended up getting tested, and he was positive. Everyone else got tested, and they were negative, luckily, somehow. He ended up being okay. He was, like, fine for the most part, luckily. He, like, had, like, a little bit of a fever and, like, the scratchy throat and a little bit of a cough, but his solution to it was literally to go running every day. So when he got the call that he was positive, he was out running. And so he was breathing really hard. And the lady on the phone was like, oh my God, like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm running. And so, but he ended up being okay, luckily. But yeah, he wore a mask actually, like in the house the whole time. And so that's the reason why my grandparents never got sick. So masks work, if you ever had a doubt.
All right. So I actually have had 3 different experiences and scares with COVID. When I was finishing up school back in May, I had decided to go back down to school and stay quarantined there with a few friends because I just didn't want to risk living with my parents. And if I were going to see people and get it somehow, or in the grocery store or something, and give it to them, I just felt more comfortable being at school. And I also just wanted to finish out my like college career at school, since I did have my house there, just kind of make the best of my senior year. So me and a few of my friends were quarantining there. but we actually ended up all getting COVID, which was super scary. Some of us, there's like six of us, me and two other girls, were pretty sick for quite a while. I already had a really bad immune system, so I honestly was sick for about a month, maybe a little bit more. And quarantining that long was super difficult, but having the friends and family just by my side the whole time, like obviously virtually, but it was super supportive. I couldn't imagine going through that without loved ones. And it was also convenient because I still had some other friends who were living down at college who would like just drop off food in my doorstep, and I would like say hi to them through the window. But definitely got through it, and I highly suggest, just if you do get it, just do what's right, because even though I was quarantined for so long, it was totally worth it. Because I mean, we don't know who gave it to who or how we got it, but if I had given it to anyone older or anything like that, I would have felt so bad. But so got through that, and then I was home, and it was the summer, and my twin brother actually ended up getting it from one of our other friends. And that was really scary because we were living with our parents at this now, and well, just my dad, my brother lives with my dad. So that was scary because my dad's like 61. So we were very stressed about that. But luckily somehow, like my brother quarantined in the basement right away because, well, that's where his room is. But my dad did not get it. So it is crazy how this virus works and how some people get it, some people don't if you're exposed. But luckily, I guess I was still immune because I didn't get it either. And then recently, about a month ago, my mom, what she does for work, she's an interior designer, so she goes into people's homes, which is super scary. But obviously they all wear masks, but she did end up getting COVID as well. Luckily, kind of like you, Anise, she did not get it bad. She had a fever one day and it was a little bit congested, felt weak, but she got better within like a week. So she was still quarantined for 2 weeks. But yeah, it's a super scary time. It really is. And we just gotta remind ourselves to keep chugging along, and hopefully soon with these vaccines coming out, it'll start to get better and things will start to open up and we can hopefully start to normalize things again. But yeah, thank you so much for listening.